Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Death done. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2:17. Death means separation. Does any experience hurt worse than losing a loved one? Christians need to know the start and finish of this curse to effectively minister to those who suffer such loss. The Bible has the answer. According to Genesis, doubt of God's truthful word led the first humans to adopt a lie in its place. The Hebrew verbs translated "shalt surely die" are mot tamut. The verb mot is in the infinitive form, and tamut is imperfect, indicating an act not yet completed. We could thus translate it, to die, you will be dying. When mankind in Adam rebelled against God's loving direction, God's holy, just, and true to his word nature compelled him to execute the appropriate consequence, a process of dying that would eventually lead to death. Just as the tragic process of decay unto death is real, so is the spiritual reason behind it. Sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Likewise, just as the miracle of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead was real, so is the spiritual reason behind that. Life. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22. Truly, he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Disbelief in God's word brought about death, but he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. John 5:24. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, for believers. Revelation 21:4.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.